In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the second Sunday in Kiyak, and we are preparing ourselves for the incarnation, God who will come and incarnate in our heart before the world. And for this preparation, today the reading of the Gospel from St. Luke, it's for the Annunciation, when Archangel Gabriel came to St. Mary. And I will read this part, only the last part from the Gospel. Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word," and the angel departed from her. I will read with you also too from the Bible, Genesis 1. The earth, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. I will stop only on one word, and I will compare this word between in Genesis and between St. Luke exactly. God said in the beginning, "Let there be." And if I go to the reading of today, St. Mary said exactly, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let be to me according to your word." In the beginning, God starting, and he said, "Let there be the light, and I will create the world." But he was waiting after that, after a long time, he was waiting to find the right woman to say yes, to say, "Let it be also too." Comparing by God who said before, "Let there be," and St. Mary said after thousands of years, she said, "Let it be." Without the yes of St. Mary, God couldn't continue the life of salvation. St. Mary, when she said yes, she said, "Let it be," it's exactly when she tried to remind us, God created in the beginning, the light. And I have to say also to, as he said, "Let there be," I will say the same word, "Let it be." And I have to say yes, and I can't say no to God. As if St. Mary, is the word of St. Mary was an echo of the word of God. God said, "Let there be the light." And after many years, during the darkness, during the fall of Adam and Eve, and the humanity, and according to all of that, God who was waiting and he was preparing, and he was waiting for someone to say, "Let it be," the same word as he said before, to continue his delight. You can imagine if St. Mary, she said no. And why she has to say no, whatever. She has a lot of obstacles. For example, which is the big thing in her life, which is her virginity. Archangel Michael came and he said to St. Mary, "You'll be a mother. You receive a baby." And she was surprised. Who said that? I'm still virgin. How I will be conceived, how I will have a baby. The first obstacle between St. Mary and between God, what he said with the message from God with St. Gabriel, with Archangel Gabriel, it's her virginity. But what St. Mary did, She removed everything. She removed even the obstacles. And she said, yes, I have no problem. And God, he was 100% sure that Saint Mary would say yes. I never attended a proposal. How many proposals we attended? And the boy go to the girl and he asked her, do you marry me? And sure, she said yes. And I never saw a picture for she said, and they have like a small sign, and they write on these signs, she said yes. Because he was 100% sure that she will accept. She's a relationship, a deep relationship between them. 100% he is sure that she will accept and she will say yes. Exactly as God. She was 100% sure that Saint Mary would remove all the obstacles between him and between her, which is the virginity. And she will say yes. We have a lot of obstacles between me and between God to say no. Maybe a lot of things in my life. The problem is God is talking to me a lot during the day, during my life. But due to the lot of obstacles in my life, I say, no, I can't listen to you. Sometimes it's logic. The logic, it's making an obstacle between me and between God. However, God is over, it's beyond this logic. A lot of people said, if I calculate my life, calculate how I have to live, I can't live. But because God is beyond the logic, I have to accept. I go to through the Bible, and I saw a lot of people who are very weak sometimes, and they said yes. In the beginning, they said, it doesn't make sense. It's not logic to say yes. It's impossible. But after that, they said yes. For example, Noah. With the people, a lot of things, a lot of people around Noah. And God said, build an ark on the mountain. Is it true? I can build an ark on a mountain? Where is the sea? I have to build an ark, a boat, close to the sea, close to the water. How I can build this? Listen to me. Yet it's unlogic. Yes. And he said, yes, I will do that. And he saved all the nations, the animals and the nation, the humanity. Abraham, he listened to God and he said, yes. God said, go. And leave everyone, and I will give you hundreds of sons. He said yes, and he was waiting. And when he received a son, God said to him, go and give your son Isaac a sacrifice. He didn't think. Where is the logic? Where is the logic to give my son only son? I have one son only. And you told me before that you will have thousands. And I didn't receive anyone. Maybe I'm waiting. And now you are telling me to give me my son? Yes. Listen to me. You are trusting or not? And Abraham said, yes. I will give you my son. And he was, and he became the father of the fathers. And Isaac, he became a sign of Christ. Joseph said yes to God when God said, can you forgive your brothers? God, do you believe that? You wanted to forgive, that you tell me that to forgive my brothers, that they sold me as a slaver. And you wanted to forgive these brothers? I can't even call them brothers. God said, Malish, forgive them. because I'm preparing for you something different. So Joseph said, yes, I will forgive. And he became the second man after Pharaoh, and he saved the people in the area. Even Moses said, he said yes when God told him, go and talk to Pharaoh. He said, I can't talk to Pharaoh. He said, don't worry, I am with you. It's illogic to go to Pharaoh. It's illogic to have like millions of people of Israel and go outside Egypt. I can't do that. I am with you. Listen to me. And he said yes. And he saved his people. How many people in the Old Testament and New Testament said yes? A lot. And finally, St. Mary came. And she said, you know what? I will say yes to you. If someone put himself in the shoes of St. Mary, and Archangel Gabriel came, or whatever angel, any angel came and said, you know what? You will be a mother. And she's still virgin. First of all, what the people will say? Something logic. And how, okay, if it is the people I will ignore and will deny everything, how to do that? It's a miracle? And how it's miracle happened? If it's happened, what I will do? And if I'll do what the people say, and with the people say, what I will live after, how I will live after that? A lot of questions. And this is exactly what we're doing with God. It's something unlogic, and I have in on the paper, it will not happen. But I'm not trusting God. If you want to trust God, do two things. Open the Bible and read. Number two, open your book of your history and look over that and see how many times God was with you. And he did miracles and miracles with you. So today we will work together to know how to say yes. Yes is the three letters, Y and E and S. Y, it's yield. Two, which is E, it's expect. And S is surrender. Yield, expect, surrender. Yield, it means I have to prepare myself to meet God to say yes. My question was, where and what St. Mary was doing while Archangel Gabriel came to her? She was in her room and she was praying. There is among of like years, St. Mary was preparing herself to say yes. To listen to God, I have to prepare myself. I have to be ready to say yes. The problem that I'm always doing that. I'm very busy with many things in my life. And I'm always outside. I'm always busy with my life, with my kids, with the activities, whatever what we have. But I'm not preparing myself to be ready to say yes. If you have your son and you wanted to prepare him to play soccer and to be a good player, what he has to do? He has to go to the arena and he has to do a lot of trainings and he has to prepare himself to be a good player. Or you have to stay in the room and he has to play PlayStation FIFA. No way. He will not do that. If I wanted for my son to prepare himself to be a good player, he has to go to play, not to stay in the room to play PlayStation. So I'm doing that with my kids for purpose, the goal of that, to prepare himself to be a good player. What about a spiritual player? I'm doing that for me or not? I'm practicing. I'm standing and I'm raising my hands, my eyes, my heart to God. I'm praying to prepare myself to be a good player in order to say yes as St. Mary or not. And this is a question that I have to ask. So the first thing, it's yield. The second one is expect. So I prepare myself. I'm always try to prepare as St. Mary did. She was in her room and she was praying. Because she wasn't anxious when she saw Archangel Gabriel. As if she saw before angels. That's why when I read the Gospel many times, I saw that St. Mary was like normal in her actions and her reactions. She didn't surprise, for example. No. It's only surprising when he said, you will be a mother of God. What? I will be a mother of God? How? So that's why she was preparing herself from a long time to receive this message. Or at least she has a very good and deep relationship with God. That's why when Archangel gave her a message, she didn't surprised or anxious. And she accepted and she removed all the obstacles. She had a lot of questions, but she said, okay, let it be. And she tried to remind us about let there be when God created the light. God created the light and St. Mary continued the creation, the story of salvation. Number two is expect. Expect it to be listening for God's voice. It means that I have to be ready also to listen. So I have to open my ears. I have to open my ears every time what God say. If you listen to the Synaxarian today, one of the saints, they said, I will go to the church, I wanted to listen to your word, God. Let me know what I have to do. So I have to expect any time, I have to be ready and expect any time that God will talk to me. Not only at church, not only when I open the Bible and then read the gospel, or I read any part from the scripture. Or it's not only, for example, when I am praying only in my room. Maybe the message is coming from anywhere. Maybe it's coming from someone in my work. Maybe the message comes from someone else too outside the street. So I have to be ready and expect that God will talk to me anytime. That's why he said, keep your heart in my hands. If my heart is not in God's hands, so I can't listen to God's voice. Number three is surrender. It means be open to what God has to say. So number one, I'm preparing myself. Number two, I have to be ready and expect that God will talk to me anytime. And number three, I have to accept and open to what God has to say. My issue that I'm not accepting God, what he will say to me. Because, no, I have some conditions. If you will do that, I will do that. And I have to listen exactly. God, please do that. I'm not asking him according to your will. لا. أنا مش بطلب اللي ربنا عايزه أو بقول له زي ما أنت عايز يا رب. لا ما بعملش كده. I'm not saying that. I'm always saying أنا عايز ده. I want this. وبصلي and I'm praying a lot for only this, but I'm not giving anything in to his hands and say, okay, according to your will. No. يا رب أنا عايز دي. This is only the problem that we are facing. Saint Mary wasn't like that. Saint Mary was preparing herself to accept whatever God will say to her. That's why we have a problem I have to accept three things with when I say yes. May it be difficult. May it be unpopular. May it be uncomfortable. Sometimes God chooses for me a way. And for me, I see it's the wrong way. And it is not the right one. And I'm like crying to God, what you're doing with me? And why I have to accept that? And God was telling me, Habibi, listen to me. Listen. I am your father. I'm taking care about you. And because I love you from my deep heart. And I say, no, you are not loving me. How you love me and you leave me like that in this way? And after a while, and after years and years, I discovered that this is the right way from God. So from the beginning, I have to say yes and accept everything. I have to be ready to obedient to God's word. The last thing I have to say, our not enough, it's more than enough with God. Again, our not enough, it's more than enough with God. God is giving me the blessings. God is giving me the grace. That's why I have to learn from St. Mary today. I have to listen, and I have to open my ears, and I have to know what God is telling me. But because I am surrounding by a lot of things, so I'm not ready yet to listen to this word. That's why I have to prepare my heart. That's why the second week in Kiev, we have the gospel of the Annunciation. As if we, like the church, try to tell me, open your heart and open your ears to listen to the new gospel. It's a good news for you. God will come to your heart. So I have to listen to that, and I have to say yes, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Therefore we glorify you as the Mother of God at all times, as the Lord on our behalf. He may forgive us our sinner, preserve venere.
We believe in one God, God the Father, Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father, before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, ascended into the heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father, he is coming again in his glory, judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and on holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission.
We look for the resurrection of
Schliele flogison.
Επί Χριστός Αυγίστος
ειδή. Εις μου ερήνη πόρ.